We're about to start Dav Zayin. We're actually in the bottom words of Vav Amid Beis. Dav Zayin being tomorrow's daf, Friday's daf. So we're actually roughly 3 hours ahead of schedule at the moment. This parak, as I told you, deals with mistakes that happen in the shekel. So we have first if it gets stolen on the way, and then we had if the person himself takes the coin improperly. And now we have the last part of the perek, which is when you have too much money, an infrequent occurrence. So we digress to other cases we have extra money. So the bottom line here on Vav Amid Beis is Meiser Nazir Linadava. Now before we start the Gemara, you have to know the halacha of a Nazir. A Nazir at the conclusion of his period of Naziris brings three karbanis. It's easiest to remember because he brings one of each. He brings one Ayla, one Shlamim, and one Chatos. He brings a Chatos, which is, because every Nazir has an aspect of Chet in it, an aspect of sin. And then he brings an Ayla and a Shlamim as part of the coming to an end of his Naziris. So the issue is this. He has extra money. What did he do? He separated money for his three Karbanis. So he took a certain amount of money, said, I'm going to use this for my Karbanis. What happens subsequently? He spent money and he has leftovers. So let's think about the rule. The rule is, if you have extra money from a chatas, that's an adava. Extra money from a chatas can't be a chatas, because a chatas you have to be obligated. So leftover money of a chatas is an adava to the Beis HaMikdash. Leftover money from an oil or a shlamim is an oil or a shlamim, because there you could donate extra. So now the issue with this Nazir is which is the extra money? He separated money for his package of three karbanis. Is the extra money extra chatas money, oila money, shlama money? No one could say. So let's see what it says. Meiser Nazir linadava. The extra of a Nazir money is an adava as if it will be a chatas. It falls into the Bedek Abayis. Rav Chista Omar, v'hu shekarva chatasei b'saif. He says it depends which carbon he brought last. If he bought the chatos last, extra chatos money is an adava. Aval ikarvu shlamim b'saif, maestron shlamim. But if he brought at the end, a shlamim, so then the extra money is a shlamim.
The one he's makriv last
doesn't make any sense, because that shouldn't be the leftovers. Yeah, it should be... It should be the one that he spent last. And the fact is, it has to be the one he spent last, because there are rules in the Beis HaMikdash. What comes first, the Chatas or an Ayla? It says in the Siddur. You said it this morning, probably. You say Chatas first and Ayla second. Chatas comes before an Ayla. So therefore, it got to mean that he spent it first, even though the Lashon is... He was makriv at first. That's my understanding.
Couldn't he be mistaken? I mean, we're talking about Taurus here. I mean, who's to say that there's a Seder always followed here? Somebody says, I got to have these
three. It may mean if he did it with Taurus. My understanding would be it depends what he spent it. I'm not sure which is right. Okay, Amar Ab Zira. Zira argues Rav Chista. He says, Afilu karvu shlamil lebisayf halacha achas hi benazir shetei maisra nedava. Now the word halacha achas hi benazir, this idea, the Gersa on the side is halachi hi benazir, is that a nazir's pooled money has a din of all three. And we're going to bring a raya to that, that when a nazir pools all of his money, it has the chumris of all three. So Reb Zira holds, it doesn't matter what he bought last, always a nazir's pooled money has a din of a chumra of a chatos. So the Gemara says, Masnisa Messiah Ledain, Umastisa Messiah Ledain. We're gonna have a riot to Rav Chista, who said it depends which you bring for the first. And we'll have a riot to Zira, who says it's one pooled money. Mastisa Messiah Rav Zira. First it brings a riot to Rav Zira. Elu hein moi stumin, kol shmei chatos meisais mu ravais behen. The halach is, if a person dies before he's makriv his carbon, so if it's an Ayla Shlamim, so then it could be brought as an Ayla Shlamim by his Yarshim. If it's a Chatas Shemesu Ba'alea, that money, if it's money, can't be used for a carbon, has to go to Ibud. And if it's an animal, it has to die. So this Mishnah says, Eloi moi stumin, if you have stam momin of a nazir, kol shed mei chatas misa is mu robin behen. A chata misa means a chatas whose owner died, is mixed in. A filif rish de mei chatas mi toicha, moi stumin ein. And even if he separated a block of money for his three karbanis, even if he already took out money for his chatas, the whole pool of money gets all the chumris of a chatas. That's a Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. So we learned there a din that when a nazir pulls his money, it gets the chumra of all three. Masisa Mesaila Rav Chista. There's a Mishnah that's a writer of Chista. Eilu lechatasi. Hashar l'shar nizirayisai. If someone says, this money is for chatas and the rest is for my other kabanis, umeis. Ma'ilim bekulan ve'ma'ilim bemikzasan. Mi'ila is on all the money together. Mi'ila is only on kachim kachim. Someone uses kachim kachim, he's chayav mi'ila, not kachim kalim. So ma'ilim bekulan ma'ilim bimiktsasan. The mi'ila is only if you misuse all of it, not part of it. V'loyomar emes yiplu nedava. Why do we say if he died, it has to fall into a nedava? It's a raya that if he pulls the money, if he didn't spend any money, then the chatas is still there. But if he pulls the money and then he spends some of it for a chatas, the other money has a separate din. So that's, so the question here is whether in Dine Nazir there's a concept that when you pull all the money of the three karbanas together, it gets the chumra of all three. Rav Chista Amar, Moiser Lachmoy Shel Nazir Yurkav. The extra breads of a Nazir have to be let to rot. A Nazir brings, how many is it? He brings 40 breads. He brings a tithe is 40. How much is a nazir? 10? Oh, it says, all right. So how many breads does he brings? If it's moiser, lachmei shel nazir, the extra from lachmei shel nazir, your kav, it goes, it has to be put to waste. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'yos lakrivai bifnei atzmai einat yachol, v'yos, and it's correct, Lakriva b'fnei atzmei ain't at a yachol. A chatos, leftover money, can bring a chatos. But bread is never a carbon by itself. Shein l'cholechem, karav la'atzmei. Because you never have bread, which is karav on its own. Lakriva im naziris acheres ain't at yachol. And to go bring it with another carbon nazi, you can't. Shein l'chol naziris ba'a b'lai lechem. Because the other nazi has to bring lechem. Therefore, there's no place for it to go because it can't be offered as a carbon. Sovereign. Meimar hu meimar, sovereign meimar, they thought to say, hu lachmai hu meiser nechasav. Nesachav. You know, besides the animal, there's bread and there's nesachim. There's the liquid of the carbon, the wine that's poured. Libation, they call it.
Right.
So, Gemara feels, look, what's the difference? Nechasim, mincha, each one, you never makar by itself, should have the same din. That's what they thought to say. V'yaisi barabayin, meiser nechasav kachi kachiminon, v'yil plul in the dava, no. Meiser nechasim has an extra level of kedusha, and they're sold to be in the dava. Now, this idea that nesachim are more than mincha, is confusing to me. So I always had this problem in the Siddur that we say on, I don't know if it ever bothered you, when we daven on Yom Tif, and we say the carbon. So it always strikes me, you know, once it strikes you again, that we always say the carbon, any carbon, whichever one you pick. I'm reading the first day of Pesach, right? So it says, B'yam Rishon B'Esel Chaydesh, what do you bring? So it delineates, it craft them, porim de bakashnayim, ayalecha, shiva kvasim. Right? It says the animals. Umilchasam in niskeim. Now what about the flower, the mincha, and the nesachim? So it says the following. Shoishes rainim lapar, shneyesurim loyal, bisarim lakevis. What's that? That's the mincha. That's the amount of flour. And three is rainim for a par, two is rainim for ayal, one is rainim for a kevis. How much yayin? V'yayin kiniskai. It's very strange. The animals, you say how many. The flour, you say how much. And you get to Nesachim, yayin kiniskai. Go look it up yourself.
In Shlach.
He tells the way to look it up. In Parsha Shlach, what is it? A third of a lug for an aisle and a half a lug for a keves and a quarter of a lug for
the Nesachim. There's never an exception. By the mincha, there's an exception for the shtealechem or something. I remember the
that could be a good teretz. That by minachis, there are exceptions and, rare, but they are, and yayin is consistent.
Yeah.
It's not so satisfying, but it could be. I once saw, there's a Rashi in Shlach that says the mincha is a reich nichayach. The sachem are not a reich nichayach. In other words, mincha is a higher carbon. We find that a mincha is called a reich nichayach. And right, Rashi's not going on the siddur, he's explaining a pasuk there.
Smoke.
And he says, Nesachim is not called Reach Nichayach, it's not burnt, it's put on the Mizbeach, not burnt, no Reach Nichayach. So I understood from that a Mincha is a much higher level carbon than Nesachim. That's what I understood. Then I read this Gemara, and the Gemara here says, the extra bread's Yurkav. The extra wine, no. Why? So Gemara gives a reason, Meister Nesachav Kache Kache Minun, Yiflul Nadava. Somehow, it's a higher level, not a lower level.
It's not,
it's not a Reach Nichayach, but it's still a higher level.
But no, because the mincha you eat, the nesachim just get poured. It's like an oila. It's a higher level.
Okay, that's what the Gemara says.
It's like an oila.
Adaita Reb Yosi bar Rebbein and Shmuel Aliba Rav Chista, the two words Meisner Chasm is taken out, and Reb Chiya and Reb Elazar. We have sometimes in Bavli, it says three people said the same thing. Like the Gemara says, a sukkah is the dearest Arai, it brings a list of the seven Amayrim who said it. So here it's saying, these three sets of Amayrim, Shaloshed on all three of them, Amru Dover Echad, they said a similar thing. Reb Chiya, Ahanda Amran. Reb Chiya is what we just said, about the Nesachim. Shmuel, Dom Reb Yaisi, Adonat Taman, Shamis Kailu Reb Yehuda, Shal Shmuel. Gemara said that when I was in Bavli, I heard, Rabbi Yehuda saying to Shmuel, him for Shikla Yumeis, Amala Yiplu Linadava. He also said that the extra amount shouldn't go to waste, it should go to Nadava. Rabbi Lazar Aimer, Moiser Asir Seifa Shalai, Rabbi Yechon Raimi Alichim Liyama Melech, Rabbi Lazar Aimer Yiplu Linadava. So what the Gemara is saying, we have three instances where there's a machlaikis if something should be wasted or something should be used, and these three Amayraim all held that Yiplu Linadava, that you don't waste it. Similar Shita. Okay, new Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is already halacha l'maisa. Till now it's kachim. Now we deal with when you collect money and you have extra money for tzedakah. Mm-hmm. Collect money, somebody needs a surgery, and you have more, too much money comes in. It actually happens. You know, I actually have a shayla because about 3 years ago they did a mailing that came to my house for a little girl that needed surgery. So, I don't know how much they needed, how much they didn't need, but the checks came in, I sent it and finished. I still get straggling envelopes, like before Yom Nairayim, you know, somebody finds an envelope. I don't even remember where my contact person was to send it to. So the question is, what do you do with extra tzedakah money? That's what this Mishnah is about. So Mishnah says the following. Meiser shvuyim lishvuyim. If I collect money, I hang up a sign, pidyon shvuyim, so then I use it for further shvuyim. It's easy. Meiser shavuy la'isa shavuy. This is the chiddush to us. Let's say someone goes around collecting for Rabashkin. He's collecting for a certain name of a person who's a Shavuy. If there's extra money, it goes to him. That's a Chiddush. If you have extra money, you collect for an Ani. He doesn't need the money. He used it up. You collect for someone who's making a chasni. You collect for someone who's the Gemara says you need it for a Levaya. And you have extra money. The Chiddush is you give it to him. Look what the Mishnah says. Meiser aniyim laniyim. Extra. If you collect for aniyim, give it to other aniyim. Meiser ani la isai ani. Meiser hamesim la mesim. How do you do that? Extra money you collect to bury a mace. You give it to the mace. So, oh, mesim means to other mesim. I'm sorry. If you collect for mesim, you try to give it to other mesim. I take that back. Meiser hames li yarsham. If you collect for a certain mace, the extra money goes to his yarshim. They could be rich people. I'll explain that in a minute. Remeir Aimer, Meisah Hameis, Yehemunach Hatshiyav Eliyahu. It's a suffix what to do with the money, Yehemunach. Reb Nosson Aimer, Meisah Hameis, Bainalai Nefesh HaKivrai. Meisah Hameis, you build him a nice matzeva. So here, let me just tell you the underlying idea. And we'll see, the Gemara digresses to Agadita. The underlying idea is that if I collect money for a need, so needs never end. They're always aniyim. They're always mason. So if I don't need it for this mace, I give it for the same need for another mace. However, if I collect for someone by name, when the money is given to me, it's his money. It's his money. And when it's left over, there are two choices. Either you refund it, or you give it to him. So the umdana of the das, of the donor, is that we're giving it to the yani. Now, if he's a crook, he doesn't get the money. You give it back. But he's honest. He really needs the money. You collect that extra money. The umdana of the das of the donors is you're collecting for Pliny. If he's giving for Pliny, then the money goes to him. The money goes to him. So now I'll ask you a shaila. I did a mailing. The mailing was for one family that needed surgery. But I didn't put the name of the family. You want to be mevayish anybody?
Right.
So we didn't put in the name of the family. So it was a case, we did a mailing for an ani, for one ani, but the money that comes in, I'll tell you the truth, the money that comes now, if they're checks, I mail them back. But sometimes the envelope comes with a few dollars in it. Maybe it's a $5 bill, he mails it back. Who gets that money? The family? I could just put it into a tzedakah. That gives aniyim. So I was thinking, here it's different. Here, I didn't collect for an ani by name.
But they
the letter said there's somebody needs surgery.
They gave it to
relying that you know the ani.
Yeah.
Relying that I know the ani. Say, give it to me, relying I know the ani. So that ani, I knew an ani named Ruvain 3 years ago. Now I know an ani named Shimon. So they're giving it to me. I should give it to an ani I know. So then I knew Ruvain. Now I know Shimon. Can I give it to Shimon?
No. Did the letter come with the story?
Let's get back to Ruvain.
Did the letter come with the story?
It came with a story.
So the story is...
The story has to fit someone new.
That's right. No, it has to fit that person, because that's who they gave it to. They gave it to you.
That's
right to that person. The fact they don't know the person's name is not important.
Someone told me about a... someone in shul told me. Avi, was it you? Someone told me of a certain charity that was sending out letters, and they had a picture of a little girl who had a deformity of some sort. So the parents of the girl got it. They said, it's very interesting. They're not losing their daughter. They didn't get that money, you know. And they exposed. It's one of these charities, I think. Was it you that told me that, Avi? No, somebody else. It's an Israeli charity. So they made that charity name USA, so-and-so USA, and it's totally baloney. People know the charity from Eretz Yisrael. So now it's that charity USA. So, you know. So.
There's an interesting case where they gave money for pigeons for him. Somebody was fighting a case, really a case, and at the end he won the case.
So he got money.
He gets back the money. What do they do with that money? So
did they ask a shot?
I'm afraid he didn't ask a shot. He gave it out to charities.
He gave it to charities.
Charities. And the other side, what do you mean? He gave it
back
to charities. Give it back to me. I didn't give it to for him to give to others. There is
I have a question. Yeah.
Just asking that it is his money?
Was saying...
He was able to pay them.
They know the money.
So all right, this is a good question. They collect the money for somebody. He won the case, and he got his expenses back.
Yeah.
So isn't that similar to the look in the first case in the Gemara? Gavuloi becheska shein loy v'nim sashiyesh loy. Is it the same as that?
I was going to say they, Haskala, though. If somebody's collecting from Haskala and they broke up,
that's also similar to this case. Haskala, they broke up.
I got a letter from the person that you wanted to know if I wanted my money back. They didn't just send you
the money back. So look at the Gemara. Gavuloi becheska shein loy v'nim sashiyesh loy. That's the case you're talking about. Amish this. Talking about this extra. You collect for a tzedakah, there's extra, there's an umdana. When they collect for someone, becheskas, he needs it, and he doesn't need it.
That means the whole collection was fraud.
It wasn't fraud. They thought he needs it, right? It says in the Karban Aida, Gavolei Tzarchemesh, Sovru Shein, like they were honest.
It's not the same case. Like this case where he won the money at the end, they got it.
Yeah, it's more like the other case where they broke up and they never needed it. No, alright, so there's a question, what do we do? Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar, let's know what Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you get next. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar, Meimar, Meister HaMeis LeYarshav. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar, he thought to say, Meister HaMeis LeYarshav. That's extra money, let it go to the Yarshim. They collected for a mace, they didn't need it for the mace. Give it to the Yarshim. Amalei Ravidi, the Chutra, Ravidi, who came from Chutra, said, Hagatzmecha, Dolei Kivnin, they're not similar. In our Mishnah, it was leftover money, they needed it. In this story, they didn't need it.
Not the same, right?
Sounds make sense to you? To me, it makes sense. But listen to what he told him. Like kivnin elale, amalei, analoi amaris atminan lach. His Rebbe got angry at him. He said, if I didn't teach that to you, don't say it.
Where you get it?
Very strange ending to a shaila. Sounds to me like he had a good complaint. He said, it's not similar. As Rebbe said, if I didn't say it, you don't say it. I don't know. Tani b'shem Reb Nassin, Moisah meis yivna loy nefesh al kivrei. Extra money for a meis, they should build a matzeva on his kever. V'yas loy zilu falgabe mitasai. And at the levaya, they should spend it for something that makes the room smell good by his mita.
Didn't the Rav say earlier in the week that the matzeva?
It's in this Gemara. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
Tani ein padn shavi b'shavoi, vein gaivin talis b'talis. You don't take the money from one shavui to be paid to a different shavui. Mm-hmm. You don't take clothing money for one person, give it to another person. Mm-hmm. But, if there's a gabbai tzedakah, we don't stop from the gabbai from changing it. There's an important halacha that the gabbai tzedakah is allowed to be mishan. It's given al das the gabbai tzedakah. And if there's known that there's a gabbai tzedakah that's collecting, you're allowed to change it.
So you were allowed to change it. You were the gabbai tzedakah. They were giving on your son. They didn't even know the name of the person.
Mishkayach, the truth is, what should I do? I get these $5 bills in the mail.
No, but even the checks, you have a right to give it to somebody else. Who said you have a right to give back the tzedakah?
I know what I do. I give it back. I tell them we're not collecting for it anymore. Give it to a similar tzedakah. I tell them. Tani Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer. Now this is the Gemara I mentioned. This is Tzugat Sechen La'alacha. Ein asais, ein ois in the fashos of tzaddikim, devrayem hein hein zechreinim. Shimon Gamliel holds, why are you making a matzeva? Who needs a matzeva? Who needs, the dead guy needs a matzeva? Who needs a nice matzeva? Spend more money on a matzeva? For tzaddikim, don't make matzevas. Devrayem hein hein zechreinim. Their words, their zecha. The Rambam brings this la'alacha. And the Bali Mashava say that for someone who's a tzaddik, what are you going to make a matzeva for? If a guy is a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to write on his matzeva. You know, the stipple's matzeva. What you got to do is put his name. What are you going to have to write? You know, he was a tzaddik. It's a lemaisar. You have a person who doesn't have anything. You know, you have to think of what to say. So for him, you need it. So for tzaddikim,
it's insulting to put a matzeva on your father's kever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth. It's a funny thing that the old matzevis are simple matzevis. Today, the truth is, in the Litvisha world, they don't really do it so much. It's more the Siddisha world. They build a whole ma'ara over it. And but that's really because people come to daven there. That's why. But, all right. Anyway, this is the Gemara I met at the beginning of the parish.
It's enormous.
Yeah.
He has a whole letter, that note over there by the Kaiva, that those who are Mespalo, has a whole note that he...
No, it says those who learn in his store, he'll be Mespalo for them. Yeah, okay. It's made to inspire people. So at any rate, he holds that the Tzaddik doesn't need a kever. I think the Chai Adam's Matseva says his name. It says Mechaber Sefer Chaye Adam Chochmas Adam. That's the whole
Matzeva.
That was a Savah. That's what he left. Reb Yochanan have a Mismach Va'azel. A lot of times, we have names in Shas. You know, Reb Yochanan, Reb Papa, Reb Chesta. You know, it's all one Chinese to everybody. But really, each person had his own personality. Reb Yochanan was one of the most unusual people in all of Shas for many, many reasons. Reb Yochanan. One of the things about Reb Yochanan was the Morad Eretz Yisrael. He was really the first generation of Amiraim. Reb Yochanan's the only one who could argue with Rav. Rav is Tanu Palik, Reb Yochanan v'Rav, Alokka Reb Yochanan. He sort of jumped a generation. Reb Yochanan was a Takif. Gemara says he was very heavy. Physically, he was very injured. He lived a very long life. He was very heavy. Talmidim used to support him as he walked. Gemara Erevin says he was once going up a staircase and the whole thing collapsed. The funny thing is, he had two Talmidim supporting him. He went up and collapsed. It says in one hand he grabbed a pole and the other hand he grabbed the two Talmidim. And he shinnied his way down. That's what it says in the Gemara. So he asked him, so why do you have Talmidim supporting you? He says, I'm saving it for my old age. No, Gemara, I'm saving my strength for my old age. I don't understand the Gemara. It's a Gemara. And there are a bunch of such Gemaras. It says he was very heavy. Also says he had very long eyebrows, and it was an effort for him to open his eyes. So he gave shir with his eyes closed. Hear shir with your eyes closed, I understand. But give shir with your eyes closed, that's something else. So here it says, Reb Yochanan was going. Now to understand the story, the Chetich L'Chadim says Tupshatim. Either it was very heavy, so people were supporting him, or because it was hard for him to open his eyes, people were supporting him to guide him. Either way, the Gemara brings the following maisa. Reb Yochanan have a mismach va'azel. he was being supported and walking. Al Rabchia Bar Abba. Rabchia Bar Abba was supporting him. Hay Rabbi Eliezer Chomilei Mitmerlei Mikamei. Rabbi Eliezer was in front. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmid of Rabbi Yechanan, who had come from Bavel special to learn by Rabbi Yechanan. And he saw Rabbi Yechanan coming. Rabbi Eliezer, for whatever reason, didn't want to get into conversation with him. So he felt Rabbi Yechanan's eyes are half closed anyway. He sort of hit on the side, and maybe he was late to yeshiva that day or something. He didn't want his Rebbe to see him. He stood on the side. So Chomilei Mitmerlei Mikamei. He hit on the side. Va'omar. So Rabbi Yechanan, noticed him. He said, this Babylonian guy, he did two things wrong. Why did he say hello? When you see a Rebbe go by, you don't say Shalom Aleichem, I have a Rabbi. V'chada mitmar, and worse, he hides. Omele Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi wanted to defend the, you know, his comrade. His, so he said, kach nihigin gaboin. This is the way the minig is in Bavel. The Zaira, a smaller person, Lashal Bishloima the Rabbah. They consider it disrespectful for a simple person. You don't go to the queen and you say, hi, how you doing? You don't go over to a chosh of a person. So he interpreted what Rabbi Eliezer did in a good way. The Inu Nahagin Umekaimin, the Naik to be Mekaim the Pasik. When small people see me, they hide. Yeshishim, and elderly people, come uamdu. They come up and they come to me. So that's what he said. So now, he saw Rabbi Yechanan wasn't happy with this teretz. So listen to his genius. He wanted to defend Rabbi Eliezer. So Omar lay. So he says to Rabbi Yechanan, I want to ask you a shayla. I'm going down the street. Can I pass the church? It was an idol worship church. Am I allowed to walk past it? Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan told him, Ma'at plag le'yokar. Rabbi Yechanan said, don't notice it. Why are you giving honor to the church by going around it? Ma'at polag le'yokar. Why are you showing it honor? Avur kamei v'sami yinai. Just walk past it. V'sami yinai literally means I'm blind its eyes. In other words, like yishtachim, that I don't notice you. Amalei, Yos Rebeloza Ovid. What do you see? That if you don't notice somebody, you just walk by, that shows that you have no yira for it. If you have yira, if you cross the street, that shows there's yira. So you're saying, don't do it. If I cross the street, it would show yira. That's what Rebeloza did. He hid from you. That shows yira for you. So, Yos Rebeloza Ovid, Doloyover Kamach. Now, once Rabbi Yechanan was complaining, he kept on complaining. Oid Ovid Habavlo. Now this story is a story brought in Yevamis. Rabbi Yechanan had another complaint about Rabbi Eliezer. Doloy Omer Shmaitza Mishmei. Now this sounds very petty. Let's learn the Gemara and I'll try to explain it. Rabbi Yechanan was upset. Rabbi Eliezer was saying over Divrei Torah that he heard from Rabbi Yechanan. He didn't attribute it to Rabbi Yechanan. Doloy Omer Shmaitza Mishmei. Nichnasu l'fon of Rabbi v'Rabasi Amrulai. Rabbi, they begged Rabbi Yechanan, don't be makbid. Kacha yamaisa bebeis haknesses shatasiyim. There was a mice in a certain beis haknesses. Binagar sheyesh b'raisha glustera. They were arguing if a certain tool is mukta. A nagar is a bolt in a door, which would be mukta, but it has on it a glustera. It has on it a kli, a pounder. They got into a bitter argument if it's muktzah. And their anger, they ripped the Sefer Torah. Karu Sefer Torah, they ripped the Sefer Torah. No, Ella, Nikra Sefer Torah. Now, if you ask me, that's pretty good. I wish people here would get into an argument if something's muktzah and care enough about it. Like now, yeah, muktzah, nish muktzah, you know, let's look it up. They were so hot about this argument if it's muktzah or not, that in their heat of their argument, the Sefer Torah got ripped. That's an awful thing. Vayisham zakin echad, Rabbi Yaisi min kismu shamay, Omar tamani im loy hava besak neseseh besav aydazara. That's a terrible thing. So they were telling Rabbi Yechanan, don't get into a fight, Rabbi Eliezer. You see what happens when you make fights? Don't be angry that he doesn't say things in your name. Omar, so Rabbi Yechanan said, hachadei mechavrei? Is he my pal? Yeah, two friends got into an argument, say if they got burnt. Yeah, it's a Rebbe and a Talmud. So I have a right to be makvid on him. So he was being makvid.
Imagine.
Now you should know, the Gemara says in Yavamis, when the Rebbe, when Rebbe Yechiel was makbid on people, they got sick. You know, they died from it. It's not so simple. Rish Lakish. So nichnas lefan of Rebbe Yaakov Aridi. So they were trying to be defense attorneys for this Rebbe Eliezer. Omalei, so he told him a good vart. Listen to what he told him. Ksiv, kashetziva Hashem es Moshe Avdoi, kintziva Moshe es Yeshua. Like Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told Yeshua. V'chulu, the end of the pasuk is that Yeshua taught Klal Yisrael. He called Diba v'Diba Shai Yeshua Yeshua v'Dairish, Hoyaimer, kacham Moshe. You think every time Yeshua said something, he said, this is what Moshe told me? Eli Yeshua Yeshua v'Dairish, v'yaydin akol, shatairish al Moshe hi. Yeshua taught, everyone knows it comes from Moshe. Afatah, Eliezer Yeshua v'Dairish, akol yaydin, atairish al chai. A pretty good answer, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows from you. Hamalahan, this Rabbi Yochanan liked. He said, it sounds like, you know, he's building him up, so he liked it. Hamalahan, Neima inatan yaidin laratza is keben idi chavareinu. The rest of you guys should have said such a good argument like him. So he pacified Rabbi Yochanan. So this is the story. That sounds like a petty thing. Rabbi Yochanan gets angry. I'm saying in his name.
It's coming up tighter.
So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan, my kulahai. Why did Rabbi Yochanan make such a fuss? He said in his name. You know what even bothers me more? The Stipler writes in one of his letters, he writes that to a Rebbe, says the Rebbeim and Yeshiva nowadays think they have to make up their own Torah. You know, the Rebbeim and Beis Medrash, and then it started in high school, now already in 8th grade, they're saying Shtiklo Torah. They're saying, I once had a Rebbe, one of my kids in 8th grade, I was speaking to him, he said, I spoke out this and this Beis Halevi today. I remember I was shocked, I said, the words I said to him, is, are you out of your mind? The Beis Halevi in 8th grade? Like, that's the world is coming to. He wants to be a Rosh Yeshiva. He's an 8th grade Rebbe. He speaks out his Torah. So Stipler writes a letter. He says, I know in the yeshivas, everyone wants to make up his own Torah. So they say things that are Nishka Steigen, Nishka Fleigen. The kids don't know the difference. So Stipler writes, I give Rishus to any Rebbe to steal a Vart from the Kilas Yaakov and say it over in his own name. Better, you know, you should say something that's emes. You want to say in your name? He gives reshus to anybody to say it over. This is what Stipler writes. So I'm thinking, the Stipler is more holy than Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gets upset, and the Stipler doesn't. Then I saw in the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, I think it's in his introduction to his drashas on Chumash. The Beis Halevi was upset. Everyone learned his pilpul svarim, and his sefer on Halat Torah, nobody bothered to look at. So he writes, I think it's in the introduction on Chumash, that he gives reshus for his drashas, anybody could say it over in their own name. That means his pilpul, they were saying in the Beis Halevi's name anyway, so that he wanted in his own name. But drashas, no one was learning. So he said, I give you reshus to say it. So again, it bothered me. The Beis Halevi's better than Rabbi Yochanan? What's the pshat? So I'll tell you what I would think the pshat is. Yeah, let's learn the Gemara and I'll tell you. Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, my kulahai. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset? The boy, the Yom Shmaisa Mepumei. My kulahai, the teretz is, the boy, the Yom Shmaisa Mepumei. He wanted it should be said in his name. The Af David Bikish Aleha Rachamim. We see David HaMelech asked Shenemar, Agura by Alecha Eilamim. David Davin, that he should be able to live in a Beis Medrash forever. Echseh B'seisech Nafecha Sela. I should reside in the protection of your wings forever. He also died to show David. Shechay v'kayim leilamim. Did David think he's going to live forever? Of course not. Elakachah b'David of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. David said to Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Eske shiyu devarai nemorim b'bati k'nesiyas u'bati midrashos. I should be zaycha that my divrei Torah that says Tehillim that he wrote should be said in a Beis HaMedrash for forever. So it's as if I'm alive if they say my divrei Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. And the Gemara says, Shimon ben Nazir b'shem Yitzchak Amar, Kol tamechachem shayim davar lachem epiv v'ayil ma'zeh. This is the famous Gemara. Any time a chacham that they're saying the very Torah in his name in this world, sefasav roichishos imay bekever. His lips move in the kever. Shenemar v'chikcha kiyayin toiv. Your v'chikech and your palate is like good wine. Toivev sisse yeshenim. The movement of the lips of those who are sleeping. Ma kaimer shalanovim ze. Just like grapes that are fermenting. Shemaniach adam etzpoyola miyad toivev. You stick your finger in it, bubbles. So bakever. Their lips move in the kever. What are we saying? It's a big schus if you say something in his name. Now here, I don't exactly get it. If they say it in his name, his lips move in the kever. If they say it not in his name, then the lips don't move in the kever. It's a little strange.
What? David did it himself. Mismol David.
He built it in. Mismol David. Very good. Very good. So that's what the Gemara says. If you say it in his name, it's... So I'm going to try to explain that too. There are two more lines to the Gemara. Mahanoloi. Look at this very strange Gemara. What hano is it to the mace in the kever? In case you're wondering, so the answer is, Bar Nazira Amar, Kahade Nishasi Kunditun. It tastes just as good as a Kunditun drink. What's a Kunditun drink? A malted. Right? It's just as good as drinking a malted. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Kahade Nishasi Chamarati. It's like good old wine. Even after you finish drinking it, you feel good. What's going on here in the Gemara? So first of all, this last piece, Karben Eda says they're arguing, if they say the very Torah in someone's name, his lips move in the kever, if he says like old wine, that means whatever they say in his name, his lips move. The other man, the other says, no, it's like konditon. Konditon is wine with other ingredients.
Spice.
So the Karben Eda says he holds that the person wasn't a tzaddik. He wasn't a tzaddik, he was a rasha. Once he said a nice word. If someone repeats it, there's no hano on the kever. It has to be wine with other spices. The other spices are maisim tovim, mitzvahs. Then yezaycha, that your lips move in the kever. That's what he says. What's pshat in the whole Gemara? Very hard Gemara. They say it in his name, his lips do move. They don't say it in his name, his lips don't move. They understand. Look, you know, I should live, I may have asked for him. And someday someone should say something in my name. If they play a tape of me, do my lips move in the kever? I don't know. But you know, I can't. Your lips do move, your lips don't move. Obviously, it's a chashivas. I don't know if you ever by Rashi's kever and you listen, his lips must move 24 hours straight. No, Rashi people are quoting all the time. The thing is this. You all understand that Divrei Torah has Kedusha.
Right.
If someone says over my Divrei Torah, it's a schus for me. You all understand that. Right. Now, I'll ask you a question. Let's say someone takes my Divrei Torah and he says it in the bathroom. He goes into a bathroom, he says Divrei Torah. Do I have any schus in that? Of course not. Because the Divrei Torah are not a schus, they're an aveira. I don't get an aveira for it. But you understand, if someone takes my Divrei Torah and he says it in a way that's an aveira, so then there's no schus. So, the vart in understanding Rabbi Yechon is the following. If I give you permission to say my Divrei Torah without my name, it's fine. What do I care? You do say my name. You don't say my name. If I don't give you permission to say it, the halacha is, when you say Dvar Torah, Dvar Halacha, you're supposed to say it in the name of the person. You learned that out of a posse. You're supposed to say it in his name. If you steal my Dvar Torah, and you pretend it's yours, that's like saying it in the bathroom. You're taking a Dvar Torah, and you're saying it in a way that Api Halacha, you're not going to say it. You can't pretend you made up a Dvar Torah. It's my Dvar Torah. So there, the Dvar Torah is used in a oifen of an Aveira. So then, Rabbi Yechonet says, what schus do I have? He's going, say my Dvar Torah, if he'd say it in my name, so I'd have schusim. He's like saying in the bathroom. He's saying, Gekilu, it's his Dvar Torah. So what schus do I have? If I give permission, they say, Levi gave permission. So then when he says it not in his name, it doesn't sound like a reya. If he would ask Rabbi Yechonet, Rabbi Yechonet say, he could say it not in my name. So Rabbi Yechon wouldn't be upset. What would I be upset for? What's the difference? You say, you do mention my name, you don't mention my name. If we say the word Rabbi Yechon, we don't know what he looks like anyway. It's just a name. So the vart is that when a person says it, not bishmoy, without rishus, so he's taking the very Torah and making it muddy. He's making it into a dvar avera. So that's the vart. The stipler wasn't greater than Rabbi Yechon. If you give rishus, it's not an avla. If you don't give rishus, it's an avla. You're taking Divrei Torah, and you're making an avla out of the Divrei Torah. That's the problem. So you say shteit and helig esvarim. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Helig esvarim. I think they're making it up when they say it, but sometimes they saw it. I don't know. Truth is, if you don't remember, I'll tell you, it says in the introduction to the Malbim, it's very interesting, the Malbim writes in his introduction, that when he wrote a Pirish Anach, he quotes nobody by name. The Malbim writes in his introduction, you should know that I'm saying Divrei Torah that are other people's. But when you're reading Navi, If every time you read, he said, she, you know, this one said that, right. It doesn't read well, it doesn't go well. So the Malbim writes in the introduction that I'm Meister my da. Everyone should know, it's not my stuff. He says, rather, he writes, I took most of it from the Barbanel, I think Barbanel, he says. The most of the Barbanel. But, I don't want there should be a tie on me, so I'm Meister my da beforehand. Now, of course, the problem is, nobody reads the introduction, and people read the Malbim. But, alright, be that as it may.
But it makes sense.
That's the Vart. And Mati says the Malbim makes sense.
No,
he doesn't say the Malbim makes sense.
He's saying is that if I go, you know, these footnotes that they put on the spot, and the footnotes they put at the end of a chapter. Why do they put it at the end of the chapter?
Because it disturbs the reading.
It disturbs the reading.
It's very true. It's very true. But it's the same Vart. If it's so important saying in his name, why does it help to be Maisa Maida? It's the same Vart. If you do an Avera with Divrei Torah, so then it's like doing it in the bathroom. If you don't do an Avera with it, you don't pretend it's yours. So then it's not.
So
it's
he was so concerned about it, Rabbi Yochanan, why didn't he do what the Beis HaLevi said and say anyone who says
Rabbi Yochanan could have done that Mekano Labo. It didn't help for what had already happened.
It's still a big excuse to say his name. Still a big excuse to say his name.
I don't mind anybody says their Torah. Said my Torah, your Torah, my name, that I mind.
That's a very good line. It probably, well, many probably said it because it happens all the time. I don't know. Okay. Gemara Vaita.
Rav Gidl.
About halfway on the page. Now you have to understand, Rav Gidl is really saying a second pshat. Why should you say Divrei Torah in the name of the person? So till now we have a mystical reason, because his lips move into kever, it's a schus for him. He says another pshat. Rav Gidl Omar, Ha'omer Shmua b'shem Omra, Yireh b'al Shmua kilo oimid l'negdai. If you say, I say something over in the name of someone I heard it from, I say the name of Ramesha, name of, I heard something of Rav Palm, I say it over. I'm supposed to picture Rav Palm standing in front of me, Shenemer ach b'tselem yishalachish, with the image a person should stand. You say it over more faithfully if you picture the person in front of you. Ksiv, another Pab Makar, says, Rav Adam Yikare Ishchastai. Most people, what they say, whatever you do is good. Zeshar Kol Adam. Ishemunim Miyimatzei. A person who's faithful, doesn't say anything is good. Who is that? Zereb Zira. Dom Reb Zira. Zira is very makbid. You say things, and you picture the person who said it to you in front of you. He said, "Less than tzrich and chashin l'shmeis ederev sheishes." Davagavra miftacha. Sheishes was blind. He said, "If you see your rebbe when he teaches you, and you picture your rebbe when you say it, it's more faithful." A blind man, he just heard words, said it's less faithful. Amalei Reb Zira l'Rebasi, chacham rebbe l'Barpasya. You're saying Dvar Torah in the name of Bar Pasya. You were his friend, you met him, that you say it? Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda Amra Mishmei. I'm saying the name of Bar Pasya, I heard it from a middleman. Amalei Reb Ziri, L'Rabasi, Chochem Rebbe L'Rav, Datam Mishmeitza Mishmei, the same thing. Did you meet Rav? Did you say things in his name? Amalei Reb Adabarava, Amra Mishmei. I heard it from a middle person. He says it's not the same. If you heard it from the person, then what you say, and you picture him in his mind, it's authentic. If not, it's not. The Satmar Rebbe has a great fart on this. Satmar Rebbe says, the Gemara says, that when Yosef was ready to sin with Eishes Potiphar, he says he saw the image of his father and he refrained from sinning. Now Chazal say, why did Yosef want to sin with Eishes Potiphar? He saw Baruch HaKadosh, the Shvatim would come from her, and he felt, whatever his cheshbon was, he made a cheshbon that you're allowed to do it. So Satmar Rebbe says that Yosef was being done. He was being done, if he's allowed to be mezana with Eishes Potiphar. So who did he learn from? He learned from his father. So when he was reviewing what he learned from his father, Ra'ad de Musta Yuknei Shalaviv. He saw his father standing in front of him. He told himself, I have a heter to be mezana with Eishes Potiphar. If my father would be standing here, can I explain to him my heter to be mezana with this lady? He said, no way. If he'd be standing, I couldn't explain it. So then he refrained. Rod de Musti Yaiknei. I think he says, if it's nicely in the Pasuk, it says he came El Beisai. Chaim, what's the Pasuk? Yosef, but it says the Lashon Le Beisai. He came to his house. What's Beisai? It wasn't his house, somebody else's house. So Bo Le Beisai, he went home in his mind. He went back to Yaakov. He saw the image of Yaakov, and then he knew that he has to refrain. It's a beautiful verse.
His family, like.
Yeah. Gemara Vaita. Ein dar she'ein bay litzanim kedai reshal David. There's no generation with litzanim like David. That's before the 20th century, right? This is up to that time. What happened? Mayu putzei hadar oisim. They used to stand within earshot of David. Oimrim loy, David, David. Amos ha yibana beis hamigdash. Amos ha beis Hashem neilech. What was wrong with that? Because the Navi said David can't build a beis hamigdash. When he dies, his son will build it. David had plenty of enemies. And they were saying, oh, yeah, I can't wait for the beis hamigdash. They were stalking him.
They should die.
David oimer, afo pishem iskabdin lahachiseini, even though
They want to make you angry.
Yovai Olai, I swear, I'm lo yoyisi sameach b'divrayim. I'm happy that they want the Beis HaMikdash. Because sameach divar me l'Beis Hashem neilech. Vayu kiyim lu yamecha v'shachavtas avisecha. Hashem says to David, when you die, then the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'David. Yomim shleimim ati ani mainalach. You're going to have a full life. Lo yomim chaseirim klum. I'm not going to cut out, I'm not going to cut any days out of your life to build a Beis HaMikdash. Klum shloima b'incha yivne Beis HaMikdash al lahakrav karbanis tzibur. Why is David building a Beis HaMikdash to bring karbanis? Chava v'lai tzedako mishpat sh'ata oisa yoisim in a karbin. The David tzedako mishpat is greater than a karbin sh'nemer. Osa tzedako mishpat nifkar l'Hashem mizevach.
Isn't that Marim B'Malchus? So how come these guys would be killed on the spot then?
David didn't kill everyone on the spot. It wasn't good politics to kill everyone on the spot. The Lashon, the Bavli has a very nice Lashon. The Bavli said they wanted to embarrass David, so he's giving shir. So someone raises his hand, he says, if someone's mezano in an Eish HaSish, what's his punishment? They asked David, they were pointing at David. So David answered, he's chayiv misa, v'yesh lechelek loylam abba. That was his shtach answer back that Mavayish Pecheverabim ain lechelik. David had detractors until when? David, you know, we learn Nach. David had detractors, and Gedalia Yisrael were detractors of his. He had a very, very controversial life. When the Beis Hamikdash was built, and they came to open the doors of the Beis Hamikdash, the doors shut, stayed shut. So Gemara says they tried all kinds of things. They said all the Shir HaMalos that didn't open. When they said Mizbeach Shichet Gavayis LaDavid, it opened B'Zchus David. So the Gemara there says Hashem wanted to show that David is the Kayach. The Gemara's lashon is Hofchu Pneiem Shal Sinei David Keshulei Kedera, that the faces of the enemies of David turned black. They were embarrassed. But imagine, that means after David died, a number of years later, until they built the Beis HaMikdash, he still had significant detractors in Klal Yisrael. That was David's life. David had the Kitayv writes that the Yid who had the most tsar ever, he says, was David. Seems to say more than a Yid. He had the most tsar and the longest breath of his life was David, from one tsara to another. A son is mizana with a daughter, and the rebellion of one son, then rebellion of another son, and David had a hard life.
So that's why
his tefillin is full of tears. Hadron alach with tsarf and shkol, and they thought he's a mamzi.
Think about the Rambam.
Next parak.
Rambam also had the tsarist detractors, and his forum went learned by everybody.
Next parak. All right, this parak goes back. The previous parak was all kinds of aberrations. This parak goes back to the story. What happened every year? So I told you, they took all the coins, they put it in this lishka, this room full of silver coins, matzah shekel coins, and three times a year, they took three boxes of coins. So the Mishnah describes what they did. B'shleif b'shah prakim b'shana terminus ha-lishka. Three times a year, they took a truma, they took a separation from the lishka. Befrois ha-Pesach, Gemara says price means 15 days. Mm-hmm. Before Pesach, 30 days before Yont, if you prepare, price means half. So 15 days before Pesach, that is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now you had to do it Rosh Chodesh Nissan because you had to bring a carbon that day from the new money. Befrois ha-Tzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, Befrois ha-Chag. Now, as I noted when we started the Masechta, this is not equispaced. It's not spaced. But the reason they did it is Bapumbi, to make a public ceremony out of it.
So what's 15 days before Sukkot?
Gemara says, you're very good. Now here, the Mishnah sticks in a word, which the Gemara will talk about. That is the Gairin of Maisa Behema. What's a Gairin? I'll explain in a minute. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azayayimer Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'adar, Echad Sivin, Esrim V'tishim Ba'av. Different times. Rabbi Lazer again, Rabbi Shimon, Aymrim, Echad B'nissen, Echad B'sivin, Chavtes Be'el, Lamur B'chest Chavtes El, why the 29th of Elul? Why Layamru Be'echad B'tishrei? Why couldn't you do it on Rosh Hashanah? Yantiv. Yantiv, you're going to go Pachka with money. Ain't Shvus B'migdash, they could have done it, but it's inappropriate. Yev Shalasa B'yantiv. V'chidumu B'choftes Be'el. So we have a machlekes when it was. Now the chiddush of this mitzvah, first the first line of Gemara, Amar Abavo, Kahani Titaninam Pras, Palga Delamid Yoim. Kaidim L'mayit, Shadarshim B'lchaisav. It means the half of the 30 days, 15 days before the Mayit. Okay, let's talk about Maisa Behema. Gemara digresses now. What's Maisa Behema? You have animals. In the year, the animals give birth to 100 baby sheep or goats, whatever it is, you have to give Maisa, you give a tenth. Now, there are two things you have to know. A is animals typically mate at certain times in the year. It's not set in stone, but generally animals, whatever biological reason there is, they mate. There's certain times of the year that they mate. So maybe there's certain times of the year that they give birth. Now, really, you could wait with Maisa to the end of the year. The Gemara will explain, they didn't want to come on to Bal Ta'acher, they'll miss the deadline. They did it three times a year. They took whatever animals were born so far and gave a tenth. Now, even though they did it three times a year, the year is the tax season is the year. Mm-hmm. In other words, let's say somebody has 62 animals. Mm-hmm. So how many animals do they give Meiser? Six. You don't give 6.2. Mm-hmm. Give six. Two are left over. You might say, well, count to two and next year's cheshbon. It doesn't work that way. Each year, and we'll learn what the year is, till Rosh Hashanah l'Meiser Behema, each year is its own sort of tax season. Right. Now, even though there's a Gairin, after a third of the year, you have 62, you separate six. But the other two, it still goes forward, because it's the same year. So there's a Gairin, which is when they did it, and a Shana, which is like the tax season for Maisim. Mm-hmm. So that's what the Gemara here says. These are the three times of the year that animals tend to give birth. It's a little hard to understand. Animals should be motzi for oily regalim. What does that mean? So pashat, it means that the oily regal, what do you do with meiser? You have to bring it to the base of Migdash. You can have them separate meiser in the middle of the winter. They can have a carbon running around your yard. You don't want a carbon running around. It's kaidish. So you did it right before your oily regal, so you could take it up to be oily regal. Amar Rav Yudin, shlo yavi lidei bal ta'acher. There's a din of Bal Ta'achi, and that's supposed to be more than a year late. Mm-hmm. So they separated it frequently, so it shouldn't come to Bal Ta'achi. Means don't bring it late. Amar Rav Yaisi, kol ha'masha tivloi over b'Bal Ta'achi. Anybody who waits before he separates truma is over in Bal Ta'achi. Taman Tanina. We learn.
The behemus.
Remeir Oimer, Becha Be'elol, Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. Rosh Shimon Oimer, Becha B'tishrei. Now, as I told you, this is a separate issue. Three gairins a year that we're done with. Now, when is Rosh Hashanah? When is the tax season, so to speak, for Maisa Behema? From when to when? So we have a machlaikis, it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the machlaikis here. So who's the machlaikis? Again, Remeir and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. Ben Azai Oimer, the Gemara will say Ben Azai was the Rebbe of these people. Ben Azai said, Ha'eluliyim, we're going to have a few times. Means those born in Elul. Ha'eluliyim, Mis'asrim Bifnei Atzman. Look, it's a machloikis. I don't know if my tax season ends in Elul or it goes from, so I can't separate from one year on the other. So therefore, L'chumra, I know you'll figure out it could be a Kula too, but L'chumra, whatever was born in Elul, was separated from in on it. You can't separate 1 year's on another, 1 year's on another. That was an odd number, it's only L'chumra. If there's an odd number, they'll have to count it the other way. But whatever, the halach is you can't separate one year's tefuah and another year's tefuah. You have to separate the tefuah of that year and the tefuah of that year. Same thing with animals. Can't take next year's animals and separate truma and last year's animals. Maaser and last year's. So since we don't know when the year ends, if the year ends Elul or Tishrei, so the Eluliyim had their own Maaser according to Ben Azai, who's making a pshara between these two previous names. Omer Avchuna, Tamad Remeya, Ad Kan Hein, Mismatzais Leileid. Min ha yeshanais. In the mating season of the animal, this is a break-off time, Elul. So therefore, we make the season end at Elul. Rabbi Yossi Barabbain, B'shem Rav Chuna, time of the Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon. Lazar Rav Shimon said it's when? It's Tishrei. The person loves Shul Karim Hatzain. The sheep put on, it means put on pregnancy. Elu HaBechirais. Those are animals that are quick to become pregnant. There's some animals that are just late. They're not so fertile. They don't become pregnant right away. Yisrael Yishiru means they sing the praise of Hashem. They give Meiser. So we need the early ones and late ones. So the machlokes is, do you go about a typical year, which is till Rosh Chodesh Elul, or do you have to count in animals that were late and they hold you due? Oma Ben Azai made the pshara. Hail ve'eloimim kach, eloimim kach. Ye eluliyim misasrim bifnei atzman. Elul should be by itself. Okay, tzad. Leilu loy beheba of. Hey be elul. Hey be tishrei. He has a bunch of animals, 10 born on the 5th of Av, 5th of El, 5th of Tishrei. Eimit starfin. The ones in Av get their own meiser. Ones in El, their own. The ones in Tishrei, their own. Leilu loy hey be tishrei beheba of. The 5th of Tishrei, and 11 months later of, that's 1 year. Right? From Tishrei, Toshanayin Dalit, to of Toshanayin Dalit, Harielu Mitzdarfin. So that's the way the Cheshbon goes. Frakti Gemara ben Azei Machriya Divrei Talmidav. That's unusual. The Talmidim argue, and the Rebbe, ben Azei, he says, I'll make a pshara. Also, Reb Yirmi of Reb Meisha, B'shem Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchak, Shekei Nechluku Alea of Yisraelam, Ben Azai's Rebbeim argued about it. Maninu of Asylum, Tan Rabbi Yanai, Kamei Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishmah Rabbi Kiva. This Machlaikis, if Elul is Rosh Hashanah, or Tishrei, was an old Machlaikis of Mishmah Rabbi Kiva, and Ben Azai came and made a Pshara. Ben Azai was Rabbi Kiva's Talmid, there's also his son-in-law. You all know Ben Azai didn't get married. Actually, the Taisa says he got married, but he couldn't stay in the marriage. He married Rabbi Kiva's daughter. And because he was Nafshi Chashra B'Taira, Taisa seems to say that he was unable to consummate the marriage, and therefore he divorced. So anyway, Ben Azai is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So I say, Meris, Ben Azai, Chomer, Chover, V'Talmud, Ha'yad, Rabbi Kiva. There's something called a Talmud Chover. A Talmud Chover is a Talmud who has greatness equal to his Rebbe, who achieves that greatness. Well, how do I know that? In Tema, Rabbi, if you say it's his Rebbe, Isbar Nash, Amal, Rabbi, would a man say to his Rebbe, that's what you took to your Rebbe? Tell your Rebbe, well, you hold this, he holds that, let's make a pshara. It's not covet. So therefore, it must be that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chaver. Reb Abin agrees, Abba B'Shem Reb Shmuel B'Reb Yitzchak Shomalei Min Hadah, he brought a different makar. Ben Azai said to Rebbe Kiva, Amalei Ben Azai, Ala Chalukin Anu Mitztarin El Shabbos Lachik Aleinu Asa Shavin. We have the sugya there says we have a difficulty in one case. Rabbi Kiva, you're making more difficulties. Would you talk that way to your Rebbe? So I say, Meres, Ben Ava, Azai, Chavert, V'talmud, Hayil, Rabbi Kiva, in Tema Rabbi, Isbar Nash, Amal, Rabbi, El Shabbos, Alachlik, Alein, Wasashavin, you complain that he's making more machlaiksin? So it must be Ben Azai was a Talmud Chavert. So where do we end up? We have two shittas and we're chayshish for both. Either Rosh Hashanah is Elul, Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, and we go with Ben Azai who makes a pshara between them. Tamon Taninon, over there we learned, Kala Neiladim Be'echad B'Tishrei At Choftes Be'Elul Halayelu Mitztarfin. All those from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei to the 29th of Elul are that year. This is going according to that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. Chamisha lefnei Rosh Hashanah, chamisha achar Rosh Hashanah. If you have five animals born before and five after, ein mitzdarfin. Hey lefnei agayrin, hey laachar agayrin, hey lo mitzdarfin. The gayrin is not the end of the year. The gayrin is the middle of the year, so they are mitzdarfin. And Reb Yosi had the ameres. So you have to explain chanat and shlish. When you learn Hilchis Zeraim, if you ever become a farmer, we have a lot to learn. You know, we used to Hilchis Muktzah, we used to... What determines the year in a farm? For trees, it's chanata. What's chanata? Anybody know?
A bud.
When you go to make a brichas ilanos, that's chanata, the bud. Rosh Hashanah, the chi of meiser is determined by the year that it buds. Mm-hmm. By yerakos goes after lakita, the year you collect it, that's the year of meiser. If you collect it in Shemitah, it's Shemitah. Collect it after Shemitah, it's after Shemitah. Yerakos go by when you collect it. Trees go basa chanata. Mm-hmm. Wheat goes basa heavy shlish. When it's a third ripe, why a third ripe? Because when wheat is a third ripe, you're allowed to bring it as a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what about animals? If you go basa chanata, it should be the year that it became pregnant. Right? What's chanata of a fruit? The tiny bud. If you treat an animal like chanata, then the year the mother became pregnant should be the year you give meiser, not the year it's born. If you go basa shlish, if you make it like shlish, so then, what's shlish? When it's roi as a carbon. When is an animal roi as a carbon?
8 days.
Need 8 days. Animals are like yerakos. You go basa lakita when it's born. So the Gemara here says, loy kichanat, animals are not like a tree which goes basa chanata. Loy kishlish, not like weed goes basa shlish. In temo kichanat, listen, kolam ubarin. If it's like chanata, then you go by the year they become pregnant. Meach v'tishrei et eser v'tisha bel. In tamer kishlish, if you go baser when it's right to be a carbon, listen kol neilodim at eser v'shnayim bel. You should say till the 22nd of el. Must be that we compare the animals to the lakita, and not like chanata, not like shlish. Reb Shammai, did you ever have in Gemara Reb Shammai? Okay, Reb Shammai b'shem Rabibi, b'rabchia. Says, no, you're wrong. Kishlish also waisa. It's like a shlish. Kereb Shimon, the Omer, Reb Shimon, Mechusazman, Nichnas Ladir Lissa Haser. Reb Shimon says, what are you talking about? You can't be makrovit till it's 8 days old. But you can take meiser before it's 8 days old. Doesn't make sense what you're saying. Reb Shimon Tain is, it doesn't have to be royal a carbon. You do meiser and then wait your 8 days. Kom Reb Mada im Reb Shammai. Reb Mada said that Reb Shammai is right. Omale atam ritchad emilsa tamon tanina. You said one thing. Tamon tanina before us. We learned penazei yomer haluliyim esashim laatzman. And the elul karbanis have their own ma'isa lo yafilu noyla at esrim v'tisha bel. That sounds like till the 29th of el, which is the way Reb Shimon is saying, not the 22nd. Islach lemeimer benazei k'Reb Shimon v'loy k'Rabbanan. Do you think benazei only shtims with Reb Shimon like you said, not like the Rabbanan? Kamadat Omer. Now here there are two girsais. I always try to go with the girsa we have. The Korban Eidah goes with this girsa. Kamadat Omer al Rabbanan menichan l'shana haba. Just like you could say in the Rabbanan that it goes by the 22nd, and whatever is 22nd to 29th gets pushed to next year. Hemisasun im b'nei shenasan, and they get pushed to next year. Katay Meral de Benazai menichan l'gayrin haba v'hemisasun im b'nei alulim. You can push it off. Omer Abchias I say Meres. From here we learn. Yomim sha bechar mechusas man, a bechar, the bechar, you have to be makriv in the first year. What about the, when does the year start? From after 8 days or right away? So he says, Yomim sha bechar mechusas man behen, oilin loyla teshinasai, it counts in the year, Amar Rabban Harbiyana, Abba Shomalay min Adah, we learn it from a pasuk.
It counts from the birth.
Comes from birth, not from when it's Reila Krava. Kala Bechara Sheivaleid Hazachar Tagdish. Kesem Mishasli Dasei Admayin Aleishana. So really, even though you can't be makriv an animal till after 8 days, Mishasli dasai atamayna leishana. Just the Ha'ara, in the Bavli, it says you only need 8 days if you don't know that the mother carried to term. If you know it was me, they carried to term, then you don't need 8 days. According to that, this Gemara is not a chiddush. Sounds like from this Gemara learns that it's a gzeris hakasuv, that you need 8 days, no matter what. And memela, you would push it off into the next year.